These stories were in Elgin newspapers on November 20th, 1920. A copy of the following letter was sent to the Elgin Daily News from C.H. Potter. Dear Sir, I herewith hand you my resignation as a director of the Milk Producers Cooperative Marketing Company to take effect at once. I do not desire to occupy a position where I might in any way appear to endorse the present plan of management of the marketing company, a continuation of which, in my judgment, can only lead to disorganization. In a separate letter, Mr. Potter states to the Daily News that the copy of resignation speaks for itself. The 7-year-old son of an Elgin family on Wing Street was drowned yesterday not far from his home when he went sliding on the ice on the Fox River. The drowning, the first this year in the Fox River around Elgin, occurred about 4:30 o'clock. John E. Mark, for 50 years an employee of the Elgin National Watch Factory, died in the home of his sister, Mrs. Carl H. Schrank, this morning. During his period of employment at the watch factory, he was an inspector in the train room. Mr. Mark was 71 years old. Now some good news. The drop in the price of bread, long awaited by housewives in Elgin, will take place Monday. Although we have some flour on hand, which we purchased at high prices, the trend of prices is downward, and even at a loss we will lower the price of bread, said Herman Kind of the Kind Baking Company. The pound loaves of bread, which have been selling for 12 cents, will retail Monday at 10 cents, and the pound and a half loaves, which have sold for 18 cents, will sell for 15 cents. Other bakery good prices are not affected. That's it for today. Be sure to tune in again for more news from 100 years ago. And don't forget to visit the Elgin History Museum, located in Old Main at 360 Park Street. You can find its hours of operation and programs offered by the Elgin Area Historical Society at www.elginhistory.org.